Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I'm Jared Fried. Kay, twice in one week.
Wow.
I feel so lucky. We get to talk to one another once again and go over the women tell all. What did you think? It's your, I'll give you the floor. It's your favorite episode. What did you think?
It is my favorite episode. I thought it was really interesting because sometimes with the women tell all, the women have resolved their issues outside of the show. Sometimes they have not. And I feel like this was a mixture between the two. Like there was, there were some people who have, you know, made friends. And then there are some people who still clearly have beef. And then I also love seeing the random people that they choose to show up on the show. Like Olivia,
right.
Olivia L and Victoria J. I mean, obviously they went home night one, but what made them choose those women versus, like, where was Brianna?
Right. I wasn't sure. How does the choosing work?
Right.
Is kind of what my question is. Is it I choose to go or we choose you to come? You know, like, is there, like, an invitation? Like, I got the golden ticket? Or is it everyone's invited and some people go? Like, Brianna, I kept thinking of her, too. I was like, maybe she was just like, I'm done with this. I mean, she is younger. She has her own company.
Yeah.
You know, she's like accomplished in other ways. And I think she has a pretty big social media following without
having been on. Yeah.
The
without
show.
The show. Yeah. I don't know. It's really interesting. Maybe it's, well, okay. Listen, Bachelor Nation, you guys did the work last time. So I found out about the nails. So the girls show up fully stocked with their own press-ons for the show. So for those of you who are wondering, because I know I got a lot of DMs being like, let us know when you find out. They show up with press-ons. So if you guys find out if they are, or if anybody who is on the show is listening, do they choose you or are you like submitting to be able to show up?
Right. Yeah. How does it work? Like I could under, and here's the thing. I can understand someone going, you know what? I did it. I enjoyed it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I can understand someone going, I don't want to go. What am I going to go? And if I don't, especially if you don't have a axe to grind or are looking for kind of the next, you know, part of the mm-hmm. career, you know, like the woman that I, and again, some of them, like I didn't recognize Olivia.
No.
And I was like, and I guess she was, you know, booted on night one. It's like sometimes they, you know, you hear that they like develop a relationship with a producer and the producer's like, you're in the phone, you know, I'll text you when we need some,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you kind of find that out, but I don't know. You don't, I enjoyed last night, but I think that can be an hour episode.
The two hours was a little extended. There were so many commercial breaks and so many people who I didn't think needed to be in the hot seat we also don't like when the girls show up to be in the hot seat, you know, whether it's Greer or Charity, we don't need a recap of your relationship together.
It feels like cheap filler.
I just watched
it. It doesn't. Yeah. I just saw this. Yeah. We just saw Charity and Zach in Estonia, you know? So let's get to the episode. Are you ready?
All right. So what did you title it?
I titled it The Women Tell All at the Same Time.
Oh, my gosh. So much over top of each other. Jesse's poor face.
Well, Jesse didn't do anything.
No.
Jesse showed, Jesse did well at the end, but badly in the beginning. In the beginning, like, here's the thing. It just felt like they were like, okay, we'll start with a scrum. We'll let them all argue. Then we'll bring people over to the couch, and then we'll name the next. And then we'll bring Zach over, and then we'll name the next bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
You go, That beginning section, Jesse needs to be more involved.
Has to be.
He needs to see what the interesting conversations are. Like, was that Victoria with the reddish
hair?
Yeah,
Victoria J.
She was the one that I said looked like Maleficent.
Oh, oh my.
With the red.
Oh, my God.
That she was kind, somewhat unrecognizable from what she looked like going on the show.
Revelation. I was like, who is this girl? I've never. Oh, my God. It was Victoria. I didn't put it together because of the red hair.
Victoria was very cool about me making, you know, the Maleficent joke. She even dressed up as Maleficent, you know, and we actually matched on Raya.
Shut up.
Her and I, which was funny. And she's been nothing but nice, but I will say she was annoying. Like, she was, you know, she wouldn't stop. Like, I couldn't hear, like, she was a party I didn't need to hear from. And she kept coming in, and I'm like, listen, I am for this debate that's going on, but, like, someone's got to turn off some mics. I don't know. It was just, it was so much talking at the same time that it wasn't even, like, I could literally fast forward. I missed nothing.
Yeah. I mean, and you also, yeah, you couldn't hear anything. Man, I'm stuck. I'm stuck on that was who that was.
You talk about the glow-ups. I thought that was a mistake on Victoria's
huge
part.
Mistake.
She almost glowed up. I thought listen, she's beautiful, you know, whatever. But I like, you can change your look so much that you kind of lose us as an audience to cheer for you to get on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, listen, I don't even know if that's part of what gets you on Bachelor in Paradise, but, like, you know, if this was your time to shine, like, I didn't even have, I wasn't like, oh, there's Maleficent. You know, like, I didn't even know until too late.
You told me.
Right.
I didn't know. I tweeted. I was like, wait, can someone tell me who Victoria J is? I was like, I'm so confused. Because she's interjecting, like you were saying. She was interjecting with everything and on things that she wasn't there for or...
Right.
It's like if you and I went up there and we're part of the Women Tell All and we're talking about our side of the stuff, but, like, we weren't there. Yeah, we saw it, but...
I almost wish they would do some sort of, like, and I'm sure they put, like, people who were kicked off on night one in a certain spot and people who, you know, you could tell in the front are more the stars and in the back are not. But I wish they would kind of, like, go, I wish it would keep shrinking. Like, I wish they would, like, go, okay, we're going to talk week one stuff. And they bring up everyone that was there week one. Okay, we're going to talk week two stuff. Get out of here. If you were kicked off week one, see ya. You know, like, I kind of wish they would just keep paring it down until we get to, like, one who's the next Bachelorette. Like, that would be kind of fun. Like, it would be like a musical chairs. Like, you may go. We do
another
rose ceremony of sorts.
I think that's great.
Right.
It'll keep everybody in line because Jesse, again, did not manage the moderating well.
Not at all. What did you call this?
I titled it "The Women Want Closure," and
the magic word closure. Every woman wants closure, no matter how much the door has been closed. They want to close it again. How do you close it? How do you get more closure on closure?
I don't know. But every time, like, the women had the opportunity to ask Zach, like, do you have anything to say to him? Do you have anything to ask him? And they're like, and Catherine, which they were calling Cat now, Catherine.
Yeah, Cat goes to Catherine. That was weird.
I think it's because there was Cat, the kitty cat, on the show as well.
Oh, and yeah. So when they're both there, you gotta
differentiate
separate
them. But but it's like she asked him. She said, you know, was there a specific moment? Was there a time or, like, an exact place where you knew that I wasn't going to be the one? And he's like, no. And she's like, thank you so much. I needed that.
I knew the moment I was getting closer with the others that were on the show where I'm dating multiple people. Like, I don't know what, I understand. This happens in every breakup. People want reasons. They want to, you know, they want reasons for two reasons. One, maybe I'll learn something, which you never do. And then it's two, I want to be able to tell people how much of a monster they are because of what they said I need to change. Oh, they said I'm too independent, and now I'm there a big piece of shit. It's like, he wasn't going to say, if he didn't say anything to you on the show, he damn well wasn't going to say anything on the women's tell-all. This guy was going to come in and say zero. It was the idea that we're coming here for answers from this guy. He's gonna butter you up and send you off, and you are amazing, and you deserve love, and you are unbelievable. Just not for me. That's it. That closure shit.
It doesn't work, and it will not work with Zach. You're exactly right.
No,
he's not going to give that to
so,
you.
I guess we start the episode with the Christina Mandrell talk. Christina Mandrell, who basically what a lot of them do is when they know that they've been dicks, they will go, I guess I didn't know you felt harmed by this. Christina played the, I know I was a dick, but I will never admit I was a dick.
Yeah, she said she took it on. She was like, you know what? I watched it. I saw how I handled things, and I definitely could have handled things better. And maybe, you know, now I'm going to handle things better from now on. Like it was very, right. very like, but she right. also didn't want to be in a position where she wasn't taking any responsibility, because even on the show, when Brianna first approached her about saying that, like, oh, I hate you, you look so good, whatever she said, she was like, oh my gosh, yeah, like, I'm so sorry. She doesn't want to look like she's not taking it well.
Right. And honestly, if I look at, like, you know, if I look at Christina Mandrell versus some of the other women that kind of got in arguments, she kind of did what was right for her and was like, I'm there to find love and I don't give a fuck about any of these women move, which I respect more than what a lot of the other people did. Like, I guess if I was to look at, like, you know, Catherine, the move Catherine was doing was more annoying to me than the move Christina Mandrell.
Yeah, she's still acting surprised. Like, she's like, I was just, shut up. Like, we watched it.
Right. I don't believe a word. And here's who I don't believe generally. Generally, I don't believe the person that, like, plays, like, you know, uses this, like, kind of victim speak to get people onto their side when there's no side to be taken. Like, you were a dick to, you know, with Catherine, whatever she's going by, you were a dick to Charity in that moment. You've never apologized once. Brooklyn called you out on being a dick and said it in a way that you called out as, I guess, aggressive or whatever, to try and take a moral high ground of, oh, if you out, what they do is they go, they use words like bullying, where they go, if you out there have ever been bullied, which everyone feels they've been bullied at some point in life, then you'll be on my side. I was happy to see how few people kind of bought the Catherine thing in my view. I didn't really see a lot of people taking Catherine's side.
No, I don't think people were taking Catherine's side either. And, like, going back to Christina in general, just I think she handled it the way she needed to handle it, just like you said, for her and in her way to, like, you know what, let me dust my hands of this so we can, like, move on and I can, you know, do other things after this. She's definitely going to paradise for sure.
Yeah. Christina didn't come off to me as annoying or a bad person. She was just who we thought she was.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's a single mom on The Bachelor to get on camera and fuck all these other women. I like that.
You know, like, Taylor Swift
and
energy.
Then we had the thing with right. Total Nashville. So then we had the Anastasia, I don't know how to say her name. Anastasia, she was accused of coming on the show for the wrong reasons, for social media following. She's mentioned, you know, I guess it went around that she had brought up, you know, how they're all going to have a following. And then she gets accused of having a boyfriend while on the show. What did you think of the Anastasia?
I think this is where everything got out of control. There were too many things that were brought up and mentioned that happened outside of the show. For us as audience members, this was not resonating, and all I'm doing is watching these, you know, two or three girls scream at each other about, like, who was watching your dog? No, it was this person. And she was like, it was my mom. And they were like, no, I have the receipts. No, I've seen the receipts. What receipts? And then they're like, you know who I'm talking about. And I'm like, we don't.
Right. How about Jess? I mean, that was the point. You're right. Jesse should have said, okay, Anastasia, you know, Kat, come over to the couch.
Yes.
You two over the couch. Let's talk it out. Now, Kat, you say she has a boyfriend. Why do you say that? Anastasia, did you have a boyfriend while on the show? Yes or no? And even in the small moment that Anastasia got something out, you could tell she was lying. Mm-hmm. She was like, I wouldn't call it a boyfriend.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
Yeah,
you're fucking someone.
There's definitely, I do not believe Anastasia. Like, I believe Kat and Victoria because, I mean, at least I wouldn't be bringing up something like that and saying I have the receipts and saying I have this and that if I didn't actually, especially on national TV.
Right. But this is where, and you were completely right, this was the real mess of the episode that we're like, it was like enough already. Like I was like, if you're not going to bring him to the couch, I don't want to really, I don't care. If Jesse doesn't care about this, then why should I care about this? And honestly, they were too small a characters on the show to really even get into. Because I do understand them going, yeah, why would we bring Anastasia over to the couch? Her and Zach like barely even spoke. There was the moment where I think it was Genevieve was like, you called. Do think it was fucked up that Anastasia was like made.
It was Kylie. It was when they were on the beach and Kylie said, when Kylie tried to steal Zach from Anastasia, she was like, I don't want to fight with you. I just want to like, talked whatever, but then Anastasia goes around tells everybody at the date that Kylie was trying to fight her.
that's the most fucked up part. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to like, you know, playing the victim in an like I that would be the part where I'd be like, that matters to the show.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel bad saying that you were physically threatened by Kylie? Like, mm-hmm. that would be the conversation I would have. I don't know, you know, I understand what Genevieve was, the point she was making with, like, you know, the microaggressions. I understand it. I thought, in the course of the show, like, you know, I would be like, okay, well, let's talk about this moment. Did you really feel physically threatened, or is that something mm-hmm. you regret saying? Like, I would want to know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad Genevieve brought it up because that was something that definitely went through my head when it was happening. I'm like, this is such a fucked up moment. And then I'm glad she brought that up. But it was interesting that Jesse kind of blew over it. So Genevieve said that thing and, you know, he kind of, I mean, I remember vividly, he goes, all right, anyway. And I'm like,
right, okay.
I was like, no, this was like a big point. Why are you being like, this is the part that you should have said that earlier. And then, you know, Anastasia apologized and she was like, no, you're right. Like that. I'm really sorry about that. Like, apparently they've spoken outside of the show, but Kylie even said, yeah, let's be clear. We spoke outside of the show, but we're in no way like cool, right?
Cool.
You know?
Yeah. It is funny because like I do think that type of shit makes this show, you know, like the move she pulled is a move that gets pulled on this show sometimes. And it's like, hey, let's this could have been hashed out right here. Yeah, you're right. It did get blown over. Like, I care more about her accusing someone of being aggressive than I do her maybe fucking a dude at all.
Yeah, like, we don't know anything about that. This is, it's like an inside joke, right? And we're not a part of it.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. So we move on to the, I guess, the couch portion of the event. What did you think? I mean, the Jess thing, I was like, does this person, I mean, did we need a couch moment from her?
I didn't think we needed a couch moment from her. I think it was more of just like, there was a lot of like Twitter talk about her and how Zach's reaction, you know, how he talked about, he was like, it's about a one-on-one, you know, that sort of, it's like, right. Yeah, it is about a one-on-one.
I think her plight was relatable. Like, if you were going to like take it to dating world, it's like all a woman wants is to go on a date. And the guy's like, a date? You want a date to get to know each other? Like, you know, for that reason, I understand the relatability factor, but like, I wasn't shedding any tears for Jess. No, like,
we didn't need a couch moment with her.
You didn't connect. Right. I don't know.
Other things we could have cut out and moved past. And she also, it looked like she wasn't wearing the same dress, but she had on another black silk dress as she, so when they brought her to the couch, she sat down and had like some sleeves on it, but it was like this black silk dress. And then they were like, let's take a look at your relationship. And then when it got to the end where he was sending her home, she's in a black silk dress. I was like, we should have rethought that.
Right. Oh, didn't know that Yikes. Highlight was going to be shown. Oh, the highlight of your one moment on the show? Yeah, it might have gotten shown. So then we bring over Kat to the hot seat. Yeah, I don't believe a word she says. I don't buy it for a second. She does this thing where, in the same way Anastasia does, where she's somehow the victim in a fight that she started.
Yeah. She also, one of my favorite parts about going through this cat thing is watching all of the different clips of Brooklyn just calling her a dick. every time Brooklyn was on screen, every time they'd flash back to Brooklyn, it was her just being like, can you ever just shut the fuck up? You're being this, like, just flaming these girls. I need Brooklyn on my A team.
Yeah, Brooklyn was great. I can't wait. I think she's got to be in paradise. I mean,
she has to be.
I mean, there's got to be, have to be. I mean, the one thing about Kat's thing about saying the show helped her develop a mother-daughter relationship, I do understand how that could happen. Mm-hmm. I always think whenever they're on this show, they open up in such a way, in such a public way about whatever they're going through, like in a way that I don't think most people do with their families.
No.
Like, you know, like there are things you'd say on a date that you wouldn't say to your parents, maybe. And especially if you're pushed to be vulnerable and open up. So I do understand how someone's like on the show, like, I have no relationship with their mom, and their mom's like, what? You know, like, or like, maybe we should fix this. You know, like, I always think of them watching at home.
That, and also, like, I think there's, you know, when you go through a certain level of trauma, which you do on the show, you kind of just need your mom, or like need need a parent and being like, shit, right. I really fucked this up. I need to, you know what I mean? Like having that like comfort of a parent, I think that also could be a factor.
Right, absolutely. And then we brought on Charity comes to the hot seat, and I thought it was interesting. I don't know if you noticed this about Charity's interview, but she was saying a lot of what we said yesterday on this show. And it was a lot of like, wow, I can get through it. I don't know. Maybe I'm blowing smoke up by our own asses. But it did feel like we kind of nailed it where, like, she was like, oh, wow, I can get through a breakup.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like she saw this show as medicine or
therapy,
affirmation, therapy of a certain kind. Right. As weird as that sounds, like, it felt like she had, like, it didn't feel like she was, it felt like she was like pleasantly surprised with how well she took the breakup and in reference to prior breakups. Did you hear that?
No, I hear what you're saying. And it's interesting because I think maybe it's like after watching it back and seeing all of that and kind of reliving it, it's like, you know what? Not bad. You know, I handled that better than I felt I did or than I thought I did. Because then there are also the other side when you go back and you see it and you're like, ooh, could I handle that better? But I think you're right. Yeah. I think she definitely kind of realized after watching everything back or, you know, the recovery process after this, it kind of healed her a bit.
Right. I I am an adult. Mm-hmm. I am growing up. I am better from the last relationship. And we were talking about this yesterday, just like how it seemed as though there was this huge breakup and she was like, I don't know how I'll deal with the next breakup. And then she did fine, you know, and it felt like a win, you know, as weird as that sounds, her process through the show. And it felt like she was saying that to us and probably why she is now the next Bachelorette. Like this, that's the story being kind of told.
But slightly in my head, maybe it was just watching her reaction to her breakup with Zach and like, you know, the more tears and whatnot. Mm. I think she got through the breakup and like did heal a little bit, but I still think that she is kind of healing from this last like ex relationship. And then also, I don't know if she's fully over Zach. I don't know. That was a lot of tears to be shed and like feel, maybe it was because it's recent, but it wasn't that recent. Like it was a few months ago.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I guess that'll be part of like the next chapter.
I mean,
so
if I was being told I was the Bachelorette, every one of my exes no longer exists, I'd be like, oh my God, I am fresh. I am new. I am reborn. So maybe this is,
right.
maybe this is her full healing.
Fuck all of you. I told you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We forgot to talk about the Greer couch sit down. Mm. That's my fault. What did you think of the Greer sit down? Did we need it? It was interesting.
The Greer's, I don't think we needed her going home, the COVID stuff. I don't think we needed that, but I do think it was really interesting. And I, when they brought up all the racist stuff and how she handled it, honestly, I'm very impressed with Greer, and I think this was the best apology I've seen in Bachelor history, how she handled it and how she acknowledged it, because most of them are like, well, I didn't know, and it was this long, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, nope, this is what it was. This is how I handled it. This was fucked up. And this is what I did to fix it. And I thought I thought that was great. And I think, I hope that kind of like shakes everybody a little bit. And it's like, delete your past or like be a better person before coming on the show, because people will find out and you're going to have to do something about it.
Right. You know, it was part of that was like really interesting to me was Jesse going, we've done a bad job. I don't think the show has ever really admitted that.
No, they haven't admitted that. And that was really interesting too. And I'm glad that he said that. And I was on Twitter, obviously, like while this was happening, and people were like, I'm so glad that this was acknowledged. Because even with like the Chris Harrison stuff, like he was like, yeah, it happened. Like, let's get through it. But he's not like, yeah, this was fucked up. We need to address this. This has to be done. It was kind of just blown over.
Yeah. And okay. So we go now to Zach jumps on the couch. Okay. Zach, Mr. Say Nothing.
Fresh pair of batteries. Right in the double A's, right in the back.
I mean, I don't even remember a word he said. I mean, they did the thing where they crashed the earlier in the show. They crashed the Jesse pitches to
the watch
them
parties.
Crashing Bachelor the watch parties, and Zach literally says, "I've heard of parties before." basically, he's like, "I've heard of these before," and it's like. It is just
that was cringe and weird. And I tweeted last night. I was like, man, imagine Zach coming to a watch party with Jared and I, like, and us just like full flaming.
It wouldn't look like those. It'd be like two beers on the counter and not a lot of streamers and cakes. I just don't know anyone who has parties like this. We have a Bachelor podcast and. I don't know if I've ever like seen a screen like a picture from someone's party that looked like the ones they went
People
to.
Tag me in their like Bachelor finale watch parties where they'll have like cakes or like themed snacks and stuff like that. But I'm not doing that. I'll have like, you know, my two or three girlfriends over each week, but it's like bring your own wine and like I'm taking notes, so like don't only talk to me during commercials.
Three bottles of rosé with three straws in it for three people. Yeah, it's not as done up as these parties. No. So he comes over the couch, and I mean, I don't really he gives closure, I guess, to people. I kind of zoned out. If I'm going to be perfectly honest, like I don't think he didn't really say anything that I.
No, his answers, like Catherine asked him. Why wasn't it me? Blah, blah, blah. And all of his answers were so vague. And like they said a lot, but still nothing at all. He said, there wasn't a specific moment or this or that. He goes, it all just came down to me having to make a really tough decision. And that was it. Like, you know what I mean? And she said, okay. I'd have been like, what do you mean?
Yeah, right. It was a masterclass. He's a politician. Yeah. He says nothing. He does nothing. Honestly, if you never reveal anything, then there's nothing to take back. So like he never gave much to any of the people that are sitting up there anyways. So it's not like he's like, like Clayton or, some past Bachelors where it's like, they come out and everyone's like, boo, there was nothing to boo. He did nothing. If anything, we think we're getting some sort of drama in the next two episodes, but we don't know. We have no idea.
No, and it seemed more than ever, it seemed very acty. Like he was acting. I made the joke about the fresh pair of batteries, but it literally looked like he was just recharged and was like, I have to get through this, very robotic. Almost like he was like a 12-year-old wearing, like pretending to be an adult in this suit. Like the way he was acting was over-exaggerated Zach. It was strange.
Right. Well, it was a little, it was very strange. Other than that, there was a few cutaways. They did bloopers, but before we got to bloopers, the booty popping. There was a booty popping lesson. What did you think of that? It was really, I was like, this is fun. Why isn't this on the show?
Why isn't this on the show? This is right. The stuff we want to see. Like, I don't care about, you know, like make the date shorter. I want to see what they're doing inside of the house. And I think that's what makes reality TV reality TV, is just seeing what they're doing in their downtime.
Yeah, like I had no idea Brianna and Mercedes had these talents.
The one cheek at a time. Listen, on my life.
Isolation, is that what they called it?
I was like, can I do that?
How many people? Yes, I was at home clenching each ass cheek going, am I doing it? Am I doing it? I set up my phone. I set up the camera. I did slow-mo.
So many people.
I don't got the isolation.
So many people set up OnlyFans accounts last night that they learned they had a talent.
That was one of the segments that the boyfriends who watch with their girlfriends really had to make sure they didn't fuck up. Because you want to watch it and you go, and then you want to ask your girlfriend probably like, so,
can you do that?
have you, and then they go to another scene where they cut away to Anastasia and Allie doing a Cruel Intentions style kiss. I was like, oh my God, is this a flashback to the first time I masturbated? Like, what's going on right now?
I was full panicked when I saw the way they were sitting down. I mean, I was literally, it felt like I was watching like Cruel Intentions. I was like, this is giving Selma Blair and like Sarah Michelle Gellar. I was like, I'm losing it.
My heart started beating. Like it just started like racing.
I thought they were going to kiss. They didn't, but I thought they were.
They did not.
And I was like, wow, I mean, they're really good.
That's as hot as this. That's as hot as this show has ever gotten for me. I am not going to lie. I was like, what? I was like, it's just, you know.
I know.
What's happening right now?
I also have a lot of questions about why does Allie need lessons in kissing?
Right. You go, listen, it's kind of like riding a bike. I think you'll be okay. Like, I've not kissed someone for a long period of time and not thought to myself, well, I guess I got to invite my buddies over to figure this out again. Like, I wasn't calling my best friend being like, hey, Johnny, can we just like practice our kissing together so that I'm ready for this date?
Yeah.
Like, that just never a thought I've ever had.
It low-key, like, she gained points with the Cruel Intentions moment, but it also, the cool factor that she had from the jump, like from her one-on-one,
kind of like,
disintegrated a little bit for me. I mean, what?
Well, there have been, you know, like, wasn't there like two women fell in love on the Australian Bachelor?
I think you're right,
Ended up being together. So, like, I was like, maybe, which I was like, oh, that maybe this happened here.
The pantsuit, you know, girl.
There was a moment.
The pantsuit.
She was the pantsuit woman.
Anastasia. And I was like, wow. I wish they would have kissed.
Good for them.
I wish they would have kissed.
Listen, I'll watch that show. So then we go to the bloopers, and Zach, I mean, there was a little bit more personality from Zach, him learning that it was mulled wine and molded wine. I mean, that was the moment where you realize, like, Zach is, like, the middle America dream. Mm-hmm. Like, I really think he is... He is very, like, this goes back to him tasting the pancake syrup and the maple syrup. And, you know, this guy is a French's Prego, you know, ragu having.
SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs eating, General Mills having type of dude. Like, I don't think this guy, you know, when he didn't know mulled wine versus mulled wine.
He's drinking like, Franzia and right. the rest of us on the, you know, on the East Coast and on the West Coast are having mulled wine. And he's like, mulled, right. mulled wine.
Mulled. It's pretty disgusting. And it actually took you into the, his like, you know, like I do think he's like I remember in college, I used to live in a fraternity house, spoiler alert, and shocker of the century.
I'm like trying not to keep laughing.
So we had these guys that used to like try to like feign importance and like sophistication. So they would they would decorate their room, but with like the Walmart version of the thing that makes your room like look nice. Like it was like almost like they were like decorating their room for Halloween as a successful person.
Oh, staging like you do for like renting houses or buying houses. You have to stage the house,
right? It's like really cheap versions mm-hmm. of what you think a successful person would have. It's like wearing the blue shirt with the white cuffs and the white collar. Remember that yeah. shirt that men would wear? And it looked like they were dressing up as a billionaire for Halloween, like the Robert Kraft shirt. I think that's Zach. I think he just imitates what he thinks a professional mm-hmm. adult does. Because when he said mulled wine, as confidently as he said it was like, oh, you're just imitating. No questions asked. I'm not going to ask a question because the question would be stupid. It'd be too vulnerable. Like if someone said mulled wine to me and I thought it was mold, I would go, hey, is there mold in this? And then they would correct me right away. Yeah. I wouldn't just go along.
No,
and be like,
kept like leaning into it. And the look of surprise. Right. When he realized his eye, it's like he short circuited.
Right.
And he was like, huh?
It was the same look he gives before he's going to send home a woman. It was like, can I send home mulled wine now?
Oh,
like,
cut this part from the show.
He's going to
cut this, right. you know, cut. We don't want this in there.
It was very interesting. So what do we think of the charity moment? What did you think of Charity's moment and the way they did it?
When they told her that she was going to be Bachelorette?
Yeah.
I think it was interesting, but I also, because this is the first time when I actually think that they really did surprise the person with being the Bachelorette.
I love
it. Me too.
I thought Jesse was so Jesse. That was Jesse became our mm-hmm. president. He became our host.
He did.
That was the moment Jesse became our host because the way he played it, it was like magical. It really was when he's like, we're doing some things for social media and, you know, would you rather? And it's
perfect.
Like Paradise or Bachelorette. And she goes, Bachelorette. And he goes, do you mean it? And I was like, is he Walt Disney? What's going on? Is he Willy Wonka?
He was so excited to give that news to her, which but I love that he took this on so deeply. Like he was so excited that he didn't say like,
he
didn't say like, we want you to be. He said, I want you to be.
Right, right. This is my show. I loved it. It was like he was the toy store owner in Home Alone 2. Yeah. It was like, he was magical. He was great. I was actually happier for Jesse than I was Charity. I was like, okay, she's the Bachelorette. Good, excited, whatever. But I was like, look at this guy. He really loves what's going on uh-huh. right now.
And that was a really great moment because she genuinely was surprised. They've done all this stuff before where it's like Chris Harrison yeah. FaceTimes, you know, Hannah, mm-hmm. whatever. But this was a real surprise. But what I want to know, did the other girls find out tonight or last night? Like, did they know? Guess, they weren't
yeah, when
around.
Did they
when
find
did they
out?
Find out?
I would love you, Kay, you nailed it. How great would that have been if there was a live stream of their reaction to when it happened.
Yeah.
So we got side by side. We have Jesse with Charity and then the rest of them finding out it's not them. Like I would legit like, that would be the watch of the century. That is right behind Allie and Anastasia kissing.
I know.
My dream scenario.
I want to say, I want to know when they found out. And I want to know like, right. How it happened? Were they just watching tonight or last night, and they watched and found out with us? Some NDA should have been signed.
I would assume if they're in the studio, you know.
I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah, if they were in a separate room.
They went into
but
a whole
know.
Private just room.
Kinda, right. Those studios are disgusting, yeah. By the way. What is he? He's walking through the hallways. I was like, is this an hourly motel? Yeah. What's 22 mean?
Yeah. He was like, she's right in here. And we're like, how glamorous.
Yeah. Right.
Our next bachelorette.
She's in a broom closet? What, is this the attic that Cinderella's kept in? What's going on? Let's go to the categories. Would you rather? You ready? I'm going to do, to extend off of this, I'll do the same question as Jesse. Would you rather Bachelorette or Paradise? I don't think it's as easy, or I won't, okay, go ahead.
I agree with what you're saying. I don't think this is as easy as it seems.
Right.
Okay, so based on who I am as like a human, I'm going to have to go... Bachelorette, because
okay.
Paradise, the conditions give me the heebie-jeebies. I would do if Paradise was when they split up the girls and the guys, and the girls went to mm-hmm. that hotel. If Paradise was at a hotel mm-hmm. or like a Love Island situation or like a
right.
nice living situation, I would do Paradise. But because of that, I'm going to do Bachelorette.
Kay, I would love you as the Bachelorette. I think you would be the best Bachelorette they could ever choose. I believe that fully. It would be entertaining.
Oh my God.
It would be fun. You'd call out the guys. I think you would enjoy the fun guys. You wouldn't want like a boring dude. I think you would, and also you would be able to like, hosted at the same time. You'd be able to like bring two guys. I feel like you'd be a great two-on-one date, sending one home and one gets to stay. This is my nomination.
Oh my God.
K for the Bachelorette. I would love to see you as
a
Bachelorette.
Honestly, I was like getting teary-eyed.
I truly believe it. You know who else, who agrees with me the most? My brother. My brother loves you, and he's like, I would like to see Kay
God.
As the Bachelorette, too. We both are like, we've discussed this before. We really want to. I don't know what they're doing.
That means so much. Wow. Wow. The day is over.
True story.
We did it. We hit the peak.
We did it.
Wow. Thank you.
Of course. No, I mean it. I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. So.
All right.
I would choose, for the would you rather, I would choose to be on Paradise. I think we have gotten to the point where, and this is kind of the point, like, this is why you would be so fun as the Bachelorette. Like, I don't think we can have a fun person as the lead of that show
yeah.
anymore. Like, Charity seems nice. Charity, I don't know if I would hang out with Charity, like, in college. She just seems like she would hang with a different crew.
Pageant, very pageant
even her friends,
girl, like, slightly uptight.
Right, her friends, yeah, a little uptight. Her friends that she was at her house with seemed like they were
yeah.
married out of the womb. You know, like, it just, so, but I think that's who our lead has to be. Like, Zach is in that similar vein. So, I think we hold these bachelorette contestants to this weird standard where Paradise is like, yeah, whoever's on there, they're fucking, they're sleeping on the beach. So I would rather
I think Paradise would be so, like, that would be a fun place to thrive. Like, real, just, because I want to know what it would be like to just be, like, in a bubble of dating someone. I guess that's how a lot of pandemic right. couples started.
Right. But I could never go on Paradise because I wouldn't be able to handle seeing my body with shirtless sitting in the angles that they're sitting in. Like, I can't see myself on a daybed looking like a whale that was been beached. I would look, I mean, the camera adds 10 pounds. In Paradise, for me, I would, against the backdrop of gorgeous people, I would look like, it would be bad. They'd be like, what? How did this guy get washed up here?
I don't want to live in a swimsuit either.
I don't want to see it. I'll take what I look like in my mind's eye over watching it for 2 months. But
okay.
As I pick my nose. I just don't know if I'm classy enough to go on this show. I'd go on Paradise because I'm a classy guy. That would be me. Picking my nose everywhere, like, picking the netting out of my asshole. They'd be like, Jared is fucking disgusting. We can't even put this guy on camera. Yeah.
Okay. So, fantasy suite, hometown, or send home.
Wait, what was your would you rather?
Oh, fuck, right. Oh, right. Oh, yeah, would you rather? This is sort of, I feel like I've asked this before, but would you rather go on the show and have people, like on like the Women Tell All or Men Tell All, and have people not know who you are or wonder where you are? Like, thinking that you were.
When I read it, it read so, hold on, sorry to interrupt, because yours read so existential. I was like, I'm too hungover to read this right now. Kay's says, not know who you are or wonder where you are. I'm like, am I in the multiverse? What the fuck is this?
No, it reads really weird. I was like, I'm filling this out at like 6:30 a.m. So one eye open.
So go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt because I read, I was like, oh my God.
I figured I was like, you know what? I'll just like explain it when I get to it. But so not know who you are. So like an Olivia, Victoria J situation or wonder where you are. Like, where's Brianna? Was she not invited? Did she say she didn't want to come or did some drama happen? What would you rather have? Like be there, but have no one know or like, I don't know.
I guess if I was there, I wouldn't want, because here's the thing. The problem Victoria had was you can't beat you were kicked off on night one. Like that dig is going to win in that room. And there's not a lot of coming back from that. So we don't even like, you know, there was one and Samantha wrote it down and I didn't even catch it, but that, someone said that Kat said you went home night one and then the rebuttal was, yeah, well, Zach got to know your personality and send you home.
Yes.
That's a great rebuttal, but I missed it.
I saw that. And I liked that rebuttal because that's true. So like Olivia got sent home like sort of blindly. He was just like, I got to pick however many girls. Send her home. I don't care. But I think getting sent home in Kat's situation is worse because he's sending you home because he actually knows who you are.
Right. But I agree completely. But on this show, if I come on and no one knows who I am, I can't really talk. Yeah. You know, at any point, someone can take the finishing move out of. You were gone night one, dude. Get the fuck out of here. Remember when the magician tried to pipe in?
No. Wait, remember when?
There was a magician one season, and he went home night one.
Yes, yes.
And he kept trying to pipe in, and it was like, make yourself disappear, dude.
I think his
dude.
Name was
we
like Roby or something. Something really odd.
Yeah, Roby the Magnificent. Yeah.
Yes.
So he was odd. And then he kept trying to talk and it was like, dude, so I guess I'd rather not be there than have the whole group be like, why are you talking? That's the worst feeling. Why are you talking?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
They put me here like, ask Jesse.
Right. I got to do something. All right. So fantasy suite, hometown. Oh, what would you rather? I'm sorry.
I think the same. I would rather people wonder. I do not want to be there if I don't actually have anything to say. That's a long ass day. That's like 12 right. hours.
Long day.
And everything that you're saying is being negated.
What, a free trip to LA? Yeah, like, right. Fantasy suite, hometown, or send home. Okay, you get a couch talk, audience member in the dome of the Undateables, or focal point of the bloopers. Which one do you fantasy suite? Which one do you hometown? Which one do you send home?
I would send home the couch talk. Don't put me on the spot.
Okay,
I don't,
you don't
want it. Because something's going to be brought up that I don't want it to be brought up. It's going to trigger feelings. I'm either going to cry or, you know, I don't want to have to rehash things. Like, we saw it. I probably talked about it up in the stands with the girls. I don't want to, like, right. I'm going to send home the couch talk. I'm going to hometown the audience member, and then fantasy suite the bloopers. Those bloopers are so good. Right. I wish they would leave some in, like some of the mics falling or the thing, like the tarantula.
Yeah. I'd rather see some of that than hear about someone's trauma about being picked last for volleyball or something. Yeah.
What about you? What's yours?
I get to be seen in the dome of the Undateables is really more the most embarrassing thing that could ever happen. But I want to attend the dome at least once. And for those listening that don't watch me on Instagram, I refer to the live studio audience as the dome of the Undateables. It is the most single people in America gather to watch other people fall in love. So I guess I'm with you. I do the same as you. I hometown bloopers, fantasy suite audience member, because I would want to do it once.
Oh, see, I fantasy suited the bloopers.
Oh, you did. Okay, so you're hometown audience member. Okay, so I just want to fuck the audience member. Like, I just want to be
one and done.
I just want to one and done. Just a one night stand as an audience member. I want the focal of the bloopers. Like, if I went on the show and every blooper was me picking my nose, fucking great. Or if they had their own blooper reel of me picking my nose every time I pick my nose. Like, they were like, well, you didn't know this, but one of our contestants, Jared Freed, huge nose picker. And then they just went to like a 10-minute me. I'm in my ear. I'm eating the boogers.
Like, flicking them off.
Like, yeah, rolling them. I'm doing yeah.
I'm just thinking of the sound bites for this episode that I'm going to use on my story, and it's just really good. Like, that's going to play in my
top head. Contestant. Who's your top contestant?
I still say Charity. I think she just throughout the season was solid. I loved her moment. She looked great last night. Charity was my favorite.
She did look great.
What about yours? I knew. I knew.
Mercedes. Oh, Mercedes and Ariel have captured my heart in a way that I can't even explain. Mercedes being the top dog on the isolation butt
snaps
thing. She
was just had a really good night last night. Like, she did the whole thing with the hug with Zach. Like, I feel like she was like, we did our video send home, but like, I thought she just had an overall great night. That's a great choice.
She was cool. Yeah. I would cool. Is
yeah. She's
word.
Cool.
Yeah. IG rising star. We both had Charity. Yeah. She had to have gone bigger than Zach last night. I would love to know. She had to have gone.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know.
I think Zach had, you know, a few weeks ago, barely had like 100,000 followers, which is crazy. I'm interested to see how these followers continue to go. Like, is Charity going to get more because of.
Does Zach have a TikTok?
Absolutely not.
Where he just does robot voices?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Charity, again, this goes back to, like, You know, like Pilot Pete came on the show being known for fucking four times in a windmill. Like, mm-hmm. we have to remember he, you know, Pilot Pete, even though he looks like he's sauceless,
literally,
he had some sauce coming
Something
in.
Something was going on with Pete.
Right. And I don't think he would get chosen today. No. Like, I don't think he would even do it.
No, I don't think there's something about him that does it. That's just like so bland and you can
well,
see
now
it now.
Well, now we say that, but I'm.
Especially, yeah.
Right. Now. So what did you think the villain of the week?
I said the self tanner. It was so bad. Those girls' hands.
A lot of messages.
Christina Mendrell, the double wave. First of all, the double wave has to go.
It's got to go. I don't know what else they do.
Every girl that they introduced, they're like Mercedes and Brooklyn and Charity, and they're all double yeah. waving. And then Christina puts up her hands, and they're bright orange.
Yeah. I got a lot of messages about that, and it's like, I don't know. Like, I was like, that's one of those things I'm like, I'm not even sure if I can even comment on that. I don't have a self-tanning experience.
So
I don't, you know, I wasn't sure.
So you need to wear the mitts. The mitts. So you don't get, so when you're rubbing right. it in, it's not like all over your, huh?
Yeah, she looked like she was masturbating a carrot or some shit.
It was bad. That was, and but a few of the other girls had that too, but like there was a lot of self-tanner that was used last night.
Right. It's a good villain. I had Kat. Her play was to go, you know what? I'm sorry. I acted like a dick. I thought you came at me a little hard, but mm-hmm. I was a dick. She could have said it that way and you'd be like, but she couldn't relinquish. She couldn't take the loss. And that's kind of like my least favorite quality.
I agree. Yeah. You kind of just have to either, or just full lean into it. Sort of like the Victoria F.
Right. So, yeah. She tried to be the, it was like my friend Allison Leiby came up with this term and I really like it. She was like the alpha victim.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was both like alpha while also saying you're attacking me. It was just weird.
I don't like it. Yeah, it put a bad taste in my mouth.
Paradise Picks. Who do you got?
I said Mercedes for sure. Cat, but like C-A-T, mm-hmm. like kitty cat, the blonde girl. Her facial expressions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. are cartoonish. I think she right. gets in on the drama.
She's still doing. Yeah, she's still doing the cat thing.
Yes, for sure.
She's still purring.
And then definitely yeah, Christina it. Mendrell. I think the three of them are going to be great on Paradise. What about you? Who did you have?
Right. For all the reasons that I hate the other cat, Catherine is the reason she'll be on Paradise. She's the perfect, you know, you need an unaware, I'm the victim, I'm willing to do anything to be considered good, and no matter who I make look bad, person, mm-hmm. to add drama to that show, and I think she's perfect
yeah.
for it. I thought Victoria Maleficent made a mistake. She changed her look too much.
I mean, completely unrecognizable.
Because I do think she would be good in Paradise, so.
Because I was like, I don't remember a redhead this season.
Right, right. That's not the same thing. Cringe Harrison, what did you think?
I hated the conversation about the text messages and the boyfriend at home and the dog. Like I hated that. I don't talk about stuff we can't know anything about. I thought that was the worst part.
Right.
Like, that you, all three of you are annoying to me at this point. Like you're just screaming about things that I have no context about and pass.
Right. I had Jess getting in her one joke and then people laughing as if it was funny when she was like, was it because of the body sparkles? And he's like, no, it wasn't, Jess. And it's like, okay, you two actually deserve yeah. each other. You two should be a washer dryer together. You just
a washer dryer
level. Just go. To me, I was like, maybe they should be together because their personalities were so similar to me in that
moment. Yeah.
Would you? And it was just so canned. It was like, would you? Was it the body glitter?
She had the...
No, I promise.
There was like the pause too. The like she's waiting for the audience to calm down. She was like, all right, I have one question. Like, you know what I mean? Like she knew she was going to ask this.
Right. It's. I thought she was reading it off her palm that she wrote it down.
It was not off the cuff.
Horrible. Yeah, I hated every moment of that.
Who
won the week?
You go first.
I got the, as always, the Dome of the Indatables won for me, the reactions. The woman who wore the Sex Week t-shirt, I loved her. She... Everyone in the studio audience was
great. Was there like a quota of how many times they needed to say sex week? Like during the show? Like that was so weird. Like they kept bringing it up. I'm like, okay.
The more they brought it up, the more I thought of like Zach saying it. And I was like, it's kind of like the 40-year-old virgin when he's like talking about sex when he's never had sex. He's like, oh, the big floppy fun bags. And you're like, wait a minute.
What?
Have you had sex? Yeah, like,
hold on.
Like, can't wait for the sex week where we do all the P and the V action. You're like, okay, Zach, stop
like,
it.
Like, heebie-jeebies. I said...
what did you have?
All of us. This is the season that we all said we weren't watching. We weren't paying attention to. Like, they're like, you know what? Forget it. And then here we are week after week watching, you know, listening, doing the podcast thing. And I think we won. We made it.
We won. We pat yourself on the back, Betula listeners. You did it.
We did it.
And the scenes from next week's episode, I was watching the scenes from next week's episode, and all I kept thinking, I was like, I don't think what they're trying, I think they're trying to convince us something happened that really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I actually think that there's no drama, and he doesn't have sex, and I don't know, there's something in me that thinks nothing happened.
Do you think Zach is a virgin?
I don't, because I feel like it would have came up already.
Yeah.
Like, this is a show where they encourage vulnerability. They encourage you to, like, you know, dump whatever makes you this interesting snowflake. And it would be, I'd be surprised. Do you?
I don't think he's a virgin. No, I think, I don't know. Something's off with the whole thing. I think it was a quote from him. It was like on Us Weekly or whatever. They interviewed him about this whole sex week thing. And now I'm saying it. Sick.
Right.
But he basically said, he's like, I came up with a formula that I could thought that, th- that I,
a formula?
Like a formula that I thought would help keep me from like, from things getting messy, from, you know, all of the drama, telling multiple women I love them, this and that, like a sort of like an outline of like, this is how I need to handle things so I can have like a smooth outcome. And he goes, and I think it ended up backfiring.
Well, he did say in the preview, I went with my head instead of my heart, which that lines up with having a formula.
Yeah, I think.
And, you know, turning this into math, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. I'm interested. Like, some of it feels like editing to me, that they're just like trying to get us revved up for kind of a boring ending. And if it's not, I'll be happily surprised. I like, you know, I like a little, we watch this for the drama.
Yeah.
You know?
So next week is Fantasy Suites. And then the week after is a finale after the final rose.
There we go. And we'll be back next week.
Okay, so until then, you can follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor, on Twitter at BachelorPod, giving you all of the updates in pop culture, reality TV, and obviously The Bachelor. And then you can follow me at K York City.
And I'm at Jared Free. The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sauce-McCann. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner, guest booking by Allie Friedlander, and be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and BachelorPod on Twitter, and send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.